What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Movie Crush, Mini Crush Monday with my perfect wife, Emily Sinnebogen.
Oh, shucks.
Technically, Emily Sinnebogen Bryant, if you really want to go down that road.
Yes, and it's not hyphenated, for the love of God. If you add your husband's name to your name, hyphenate it, because I was opposed to it. It was a very 80s working woman thing, but it's much easier because people just can't understand that you just have two last names.
Yeah. And you didn't even take my last name for a long time, and I didn't care.
Yeah, that's why, I added it on. I wasn't just going to replace my name. I was still the same human being.
Are you?
Well, some things have eroded.
Well, let's go down that road. Let's start another podcast called marriage.
Ways my husband has chipped away at my soul.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think.
Unfortunately, that would be a limited run series. I was kind of thinking something that would continue forever, which is ways that my wife has chipped away at my soul.
Can we tell we're fresh off a dust up?
Good stuff.
Hashtag quarantine.
So here is something that I thought would be fun to start off our mini crush with. I've talked a little bit in the past about your previous job in Hollywood, and I thought it would be neat if people got a little rundown of the production side of filmmaking.
Oh, sure. The office side?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't work on film sets, you might not know, but all the departments have names. There's, glamour department, which is hair and makeup.
I don't think they like to be called Glam Squad anymore.
Glam Squad, yeah. Is that out?
It's out, yeah. I don't know that they ever liked it, but now, like in current days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is glamour bad?
I guess glamour's. I don't know that it's bad. I just don't know that it's perfect. And okay. If you're not perfect, you're in deep doo-doo.
So the Glam Squad is hair and makeup,
job.
And then wardrobe. And then there's like the grip department, the electric department, the camera department, art department. Which is all the props and set design. And
which is the coolest painters. Department.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they also work the longest hours.
Yeah, but it's cool because it's cool people.
It's super cool people. And it's cool work.
Camera people, we love our Scotty, but...
They're uptight. Yeah. You have to be uptight. You have to be uptight because...
It's the most serious job. A lot of the jobs are serious.
Well, but camera's responsible for the... Well, and especially when there was film. Like, if there was a piece of dust in the...
It's still like that.
What was it called? The trap?
No.
No, wait. There was a piece of dust in the...
Check.
What was it?
The gate.
Gate.
Check the gate.
Damn.
And then there's the production department. And the production department starts at the bottom with the production assistants, which is what I did for a while.
That's what everybody does usually, unless you know somebody that can get you. But you should do it, even if you know somebody that can get you a better job. Production assistant is where you learn how to be on a film set. Yeah. You learn all the departments.
But production is when you have your production assistants and you have your production coordinators, production managers, depending on the size of the job. There might be a UPM, a unit production manager. There are line producers. There are...
That's all still kind of, yeah, production department.
Producers. Yeah. There are executive producers.
Yeah.
So,
and there's also the ADs. I mean, I guess that's the assistant director staff, but that's kind of production too.
Well, they work hand in hand with production.
Yeah.
But why don't you start off and tell... I would like to hear about three jobs. I would like to hear about production coordinator, production manager, and then... the final job that you had, which was producer.
Yeah, sure. So production coordinator, well, it was kind of like I was assistant production coordinator first. And that was kind of, you know, just kind of taking over the workflow of the production coordinator, who's in charge of all of the paperwork, basically. Well, not all of the paperwork. On a commercial set, the production coordinator is in charge of all the paperwork, including all of the accounting stuff. In the film office accounting, this is getting really boring because I'm kind of I'm seeing your eyes start to glaze. I'll just stick to film sets.
Well, you know, on just quickly on TV commercials, the production coordinator will be working closely with the PAs to make sure they know what to be doing at all times, and they will be in charge of things like putting together the notebook for the client,
mm-hmm,
and
the pre-pro book.
The pre-production book.
And then all the call sheets, which is how everyone knows when to show up. Sorry.
Yeah, and the advertising agency.
Right.
All the call sheets, which is, explain what a call sheet is.
Call sheet is a big list of names, phone numbers, and all the people who need to be on set that particular day.
And
then,
time,
yes, exactly. And then production is often, usually the coordinator and their staff are responsible for calling all the people and letting them know. It's a very... operational job.
Right.
And logistics.
How important is the call sheet?
It's everything. Nothing has the call sheet. You live and die by that call sheet. It's everything.
And a new one comes out every single day.
And if something changes, it often gets republished. This is the Bible from like the Bible of the schedule for which a production.
Right.
But on film sets, ADs are in charge of the call sheet.
Right.
They will work in conjunction with production, the production office, which is where the coordinator and the assistant coordinator and production secretary, if it's a larger position, to kind of get them copied and, you know, organized. But the ADs handle that on a film set.
Right. And it will have the call sheet will also list the weather for the shoot day.
Mm-hmm.
It will list the sunrise and sunset.
Mm-hmm. The shot list.
It will list any notes if you have stunts that day or animals on set or anything unusual or different. It will list that as well. And basically anything you need to know about that job that just that day will be on the call sheet.
It's usually an 8.5 by 14 piece of paper on film sets because there are a lot more people.
Longer.
It's a very detailed, sometimes double-sided piece of paper that everybody's expected to have on them at all times.
So let me ask you this. Is it when you list the cast on the call sheet, do you just throw them on there in any order?
No, of course not.
So how does
principals
that work?
Well, so the cast, you know, they have an order that, and I was part of this actually on a couple movies. Their credits are negotiated by their agents.
Right.
So a lot of times, as we're doing the cast list, you know, I'm like, oh, that changed. Move him up. Move him down. It's very incredibly detailed, but it's always listed like the top principal on down. Extras are at the bottom.
So the very first name on the call sheet.
Yeah, would be Jennifer Aniston or Brad Pitt, whoever the very key person.
Or finally, in the case of Stuff You Should Know, I was on the call sheet first.
Oh, yeah. So then, and if it's two leads that are like co-anchors, then it's by alphabetical order.
Right.
Yeah.
Or in our case, Josh probably made us take turns or something.
Yeah. Burn.
All right, so that's the call sheet, and the production coordinator works with the PAs to put that all together, but it ultimately falls on the coordinator.
Well, no, the call sheet in a film is ADs.
Well, right.
Yeah.
But I was talking about my world, which is commercials and
music. Yeah, exactly. It's interesting how different it is because there's just a lot more paperwork in movies. You know, we're dealing with insurance certificates and constant inflow and outflow of equipment and cars and helping all the different departments kind of manage all of their paperwork and flow. And then there's like, you know.
It's the nerve center. The production department is the nerve center of the job.
Yeah. And it's operations.
It all comes back on you usually. If something is not where it should be.
Oh, yeah. I was on a job once where I was the production manager and the coordinator, it was this guy I had to get in Florida. He did not call the talent. We were on a job.
A PA?
A PA. No, he was a coordinator.
Oh, okay.
He did not call the talent. There's a long story about why that happened, but he fucked up, basically. Mm-hmm. We are in, the talent is out of Tampa. We're in Orlando just shooting this one day. But it was like a comedy of errors. Like, no one checked. Everyone was late and no one asked. It was just somehow like.
Which is unusual.
It's like, very unusual.
It's a bit like the military.
Yeah.
They run very much on a tight clock.
Yeah. But the producer walked in and goes, "Where's the talent?" And I looked at him and his face went white and my face went white. Because honestly, that's my responsibility.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever worked with him again because of that. You know, like he told me, I said, "Did you call the talent?" He said, "Yes." He meant the extras, who one of his girlfriends was one of them. That's what he was focused on. I almost murdered him on the spot.
Yeah, you said something very important there too, which is you may not have ever worked with him again. The film industry is very much a meritocracy. I mean, you can get jobs through friends and stuff, but after that, you're on your own.
You're only as good as your last job. If you fuck up, you can do 10 great jobs in a row. If you fuck up like that on one, you're on the bench for a while.
Yeah.
It's a very, or break.
If it's a tight crew that you work with a lot and you really screw up, you may not be on the bench for the next job, but they may be like, "Hey, listen."
Yeah.
Like, you will get a talking to.
Yeah.
Like, that shit can't happen again or we can't keep hiring you.
Yeah. Usually, though,
from the top down, people can try to cover for each other, but you don't want to be covering for people in your department all the time either.
But you know what's really funny is I never had any of those conversations. People are nice to you and then they just don't call you again. Like,
well,
that's film industry. You don't have to have those tough conversations. You know, like, you can just like be like, "Oops, lost your number." It's interesting.
I was thinking more along the lines of when I had my tight commercial crew with Andrew and Andrea that I always worked with.
Yeah. So if you messed up, obviously,
I would get a talking to you.
Yeah.
But if you're new and you screw up, then it's like, "No, I'm not bringing that person back."
Oh, no, you're hosed. Yeah.
But it's cool that it's a meritocracy.
To some degree. I wish there was a little bit more kindness in, you know, like, making a mistake was akin to death.
And why?
Well, everything's money, of course. It all comes down to money. It could have cost us. Fortunately, somehow that day ended up being okay. Mm-hmm. But an hour behind can cost tens of thousands of dollars, which is a huge piece of a budget.
It is. And especially if there's anything special going on that day, if you have some special car, you know, that you only have for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
or God forbid, a talent, like a big talent.
Lot of stress on a set because you are literally thinking every minute that we're not shooting something, it's costing us money.
Yeah.
And the tensions run high.
Yeah.
Days like that.
Every sports figure we ever worked with, we always had them for an hour and then they were always 3 hours late, you know, and it doesn't matter. You're there for your day and you stay until you're done but if you're not ready when they get there and you don't get the shot, like the crew pays for it.
Story with Shaquille O'Neal.
Remind me.
I did the still photo shoot with Shaquille O'Neal one time and the job was he was supposed to show up at like 3 and to get ready to shoot sunset at like 6. And he showed up at 1 and said, "I'm here, everybody. Let's do it. I got to pick up my daughter at school at 2:30.
You can't be mad at that.
Well, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal. Someone could get on the phone and yell at his agent. But it was just like, all right, let's redo everything.
Yeah.
Let's hustle.
Yeah.
And he was great. He was an awesome dude to work with. But a high-powered talent can throw your world upside down.
Puff Daddy.
Yep.
Remember that job?
Oh, yeah.
He took over. I did a film shoot for Dream, his girl band. It was a music video, and he had a part in it.
He
produced them. Yes, they were on his label. And he had like a part in the middle and it showed up super late. We were there all night and he kept us. And once he got going, he ran the show. It was like a 24-hour day. It was brutal.
I PA'd on that job because I actually did a run to his house.
Oh, that's right.
And I actually stood in Puff Daddy's.
I've been in Puffy's house.
Well, yeah.
Or like whatever house he was living in at the time. Yeah. I've been in that house. That's where he did everything out of. Yeah.
I just remember big art and white leather couches.
Yeah. A lot of carpet. Like,
that's exactly.
It was the 90s.
Back that Puffy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Or I don't know if he was Puffy at the time. He may have been.
He was Puffy. That's what they called him. He was P. Diddy at that point, but that was what he was professionally. But that's why I call him still in my mind. He's Puffy because that's what everyone called him. That you know, like that
I
worked with
Sean.
Him. Yeah, of course you did. Obviously.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So then you ended up eventually being a producer for largely for music videos.
Largely for music videos,
and what does
yeah.
A producer do at that level? Because there are all kinds of producers.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's, I mean, it's still logistics and it kind of depends
you're the
on
head
the director.
Of that production
yes.
department.
So all the budget is my problem.
Right.
Like, and also finding things that directors insist exist that usually don't exist, but yeah. If I can't find them, then it's my fault.
Boy, that was always so frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's a thing. I saw it once.
I know it's a thing.
I'm really
yeah.
Bad at describing things, but just go get it.
Or show me a picture. Like, I know this is here somewhere in California. And it was
right.
Like, you know, we have 3 days and $2.
And then what happens? You go on and you send like 4 people on a goose chase. They finally get it and they're like, oh, we moved.
Yeah, we don't want that one. Oh my God, so many times. And, you know, music videos, unlike films, it's a really quick prep time. Music videos, it didn't matter how much money you had, it was never enough. And I worked on music videos when they actually had decent budgets.
Yeah.
I was doing like $500,000 music videos. And that was when, you know, the norm for like a big artist like Britney Spears at the time, this was the late 90s, you know, those were like $1 million+ budgets.
Right.
So
you were on the big jobs.
I was on like the medium big jobs.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a decent budget, but it's still, you have like a 3 to 5 day prep day, you know, and that's when everything, or prep week, you pull everything out of your butt. And I will say, because I went from commercials to music videos and then back to commercials. Music videos were a lot more challenging.
Oh, sure.
And it was funny because the music video crews never got the respect of the film crews. But
yeah.
I'm like, music video crews were more scrappy.
Yeah.
They were more, you
they
know, like
hours,
they worked longer hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, for whatever reason, that was kind of like tier two in the short production stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, I would hire a music video person any day because they are used to pulling stuff out of their asses.
Yeah.
So on those, yeah, budget was huge. I was so, like, I had to be on everybody about every single number that came through because, like I said, they were constantly, we were up against it because
yeah.
No matter how much money we had, you know, somebody needed something. And a lot of times there was a lot of extravagance too.
Oh,
you know, the writers of, yeah, yeah. There was one, what was that job where you just ran back and forth to the liquor store and to the restaurant?
Wyclef.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did a Wyclef job where I made a lot of runs to the store for, because, you know, he comes with his crew.
With his.
And usually the artists themselves are pretty cool. It's the crew that.
Yeah, his posse.
Yeah, the posse that's kind of like.
Yeah.
A bit of a
they
fan.
Want all the stuff. You were, you
they
kept getting.
The
yeah.
It's their special day. I get it.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of peach schnapps on that job.
Yeah.
And
a lot of.
In South Central LA, there was a soul food place that
yes.
He kept having me go to.
Back and forth. Chuck was in his car the entire job.
Feet and oxtail.
Yeah.
It's like really good Caribbean
yeah.
kind of soul food. That was a cool job because. And it's so much fun being a PA sometimes because you find yourself in the middle of these situations that you don't have a lot of responsibility in that moment, so you can just sort of be there. And the Wycliffe one, I was right there in the middle of a
Hollywood Athletic Club.
I'm so not cool, so I don't know what this is really called, but like the rap battles where they're improvising raps.
Yeah.
I was right there in the middle of Wycliffe and like his guys
doing
their thing. And this woman came in and who was part of his group, and she just like shut it down.
Yeah.
Just off the dome rapping. And I was
that's so amazing.
I was right there in the middle of it, and I was just like, this is like the coolest thing I've ever gotten to witness.
Yeah.
Close and personal.
Yeah. That was a really fun job. Hollywood Athletic Club.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard.
We did a job here in Atlanta with TI where this was a tense day.
Oh, God, that was a crazy day.
Yeah, they wanted to and did, in fact, jump a car through
a Mercedes through a plate glass window. I lost some years off my life that day.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That was on Buford Highway, Atlanta 311, which was like it was the Atlanta car version of what the one was in Los Angeles. And that guy came with me and basically saved my life. The guy from LA.
Yeah, this is where you get your car, like, the hydraulics and like the big rims.
Yeah.
Like the specialty car store.
Yeah. They put it through the window. And then someone tried to tell me it was totaled. And I was like, no, you can repaint that.
Those are crazy jobs because on any given day, like we did a lot of hip hop videos. And like someone could just say, like, I want a tiger tomorrow.
Yeah. And it's like, and you get them a tiger. Like you figure it out because there's no telling them no tiger.
We did some rock stuff.
I did quite a bit of rock in LA. That was like
Black Crowes video, remember?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
We did
a lot of those Hoobastank, like those 90s Unforgivable.
It was we did an Alien Ant Farm one.
That was fun.
With Pat Morita of Karate.
Oh and, yeah, I spent that was one. I spent my entire prep negotiating with this guy because we had to get him for this.
Yeah, they did a
video.
Karate Kid.
It was like a movie homage. Spoof. Yeah.
So they had to get Pat Morita.
Yeah. So. But like as a producer, that's, you know, it's you do what you have to do. So I end up dealing with some of the higher level like negotiations. And that's another thing. Producers negotiate all of the fees, talent, you know, all of that stuff. Some of it comes set, but negotiating equipment deals.
And I got Pat Morita's Chardonnay.
You did. Yes. He you know, sipped Chardonnay. Yeah.
Great.
All day long.
I also remember the one for the Zoolander movie.
Oh, my God. That was another crazy one.
Who was that? Power Man 5000.
Power Man 5000 with Danny Boy, who came in with his grills looking crazy.
Right. That's where we shot in an abandoned tunnel.
An abandoned subway tunnel.
That was ended up being kind of dangerous because of the noxious fumes.
The art department had left a generator, a gas-powered generator, in the back of the subway tunnel that was sealed off. So it was basically just filling up with fumes.
It was bad.
So we show up. And everybody, we had to, PAs drove around getting gas masks from all over Los Angeles. We eventually got shut down by the fire department and had to move it out. Yeah. I mean, it was like, I have so many of these stories. They all just like.
Well, and these things happen and everyone's there. And like we said, time is money. And
I remember Ben Stiller was there.
Yeah, Ben Stiller. Little monkey boy.
Yeah, he's little.
He is a little.
But everyone's walking into this, you know, this hall of noxious fumes with like this insane
and
set
producer,
and lights
and the AD, like you're in charge of making sure people are safe.
Oh yeah.
And that there's a safe environment. It's a very fine line that you walk.
Yeah. I remember my PM saying you can't go in there without a gas mask. I'm like, we don't have them for everybody. I can't put one on and not have them for the rest of the crew. Yeah. We had two PAs just driving around buying gas masks from like every hardware store.
I was one of them.
I know. And then I remember at the end, we got kicked out and the director's usually, I mean, it's stressful, but once they're there, they kind of get in the groove and he called it in the round. He just put everybody in this like weird stuff and just shot the rest of the video. It was fine.
It always ends up looking fine.
Yeah. What song was that? Oh, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah,
relax.
They did a cover.
I can never hear that song again.
Well, that's the other thing is you get playback and you hear those
songs. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know every single one of those songs, like all the lyrics by heart still from listening to them for 3 days in a row.
All right. Well, that was fun. I think we should move on because that was a nice little.
Producing commercials, though, is much different. It's much more boring. You're dealing with the client a lot.
And what is the best job in the industry? Still photo shoots.
Oh, God, I know. I remember being on one. I did one. And the producer was running. I was like the coordinator. And the producer was running around like a chicken with her head cut off, so stressed out. And I was like, girl, this is nothing.
Yeah, because.
I was like, if you are stressed out, like it was.
It's a very chill.
Yeah, it's like done at 2 p.m. Yeah. She wanted to go shopping after. I'm like, I'm going home. I've never been off this early in my life.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We should do more of these tales from production tales with Emily. That's what we'll call this.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, so we're going to move on. I asked the movie crush page for Haiku Theater.
Ooh, I'm fairly bad at this.
Well, we'll see. I think we've done this before with you, right?
Yes.
This time, I want you to feel safe here.
It's a safe space.
I want you to feel comfortable. So I asked for 80s teen movie haikus.
All right.
This is in your wheelhouse.
It totally is.
So we're going to start off with Derek Speedy. Welcome to the show, Derek. I don't think I've seen you here before. I don't know that you're going to get this one, actually, because it's not the 80s. Not quite the 80s. A love letter to John Hughes. A love letter to John Hughes.
Yep. You checking his math?
Starring Emma Stone. I didn't see this one. I don't think you did either.
Was that Easy A?
It was. Look at you.
I know movies. No, I did not see it, but I remember.
I know movies.
I know movies. I know movies. I remember that's what put her on the map.
Oh, was that yeah. her first
yeah.
big thing?
And I remember the premise, but I think for whatever reason,
I didn't know it was an homage of sorts to John Hughes. I might want to see that.
It's about a girl who I think lets a rumor start that her virginity has been taken, but it's not true.
Oh, really?
Am I getting this wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the one that put her on the map.
It should call it Easy V.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Culver Matthew, one of our oldest friends with a backwards name. Here we go. Here.
Should he be Matthew Culver?
Huh? Yeah, I was teasing about that.
That's funny.
Socias and Greasers.
I mean.
Hey, look, it's a young Tom Cruise. Stay gold, pony boy.
The Outsiders.
He was kind enough to put Socias, the pronunciation. Because it's spelled S-O-C-S.
S-O-C-S. Yeah, socks. Socks and greasers.
Our old friend in Japan, Zach Pointer, says this. This is not an 80s teen movie, by the way, Zach. Parents die, alley. Falling in some waste makes clown. Dark Knight saves city.
Dark Knight, is that Batman?
Yeah. It's an 89 Batman.
I didn't see the spelling, though.
All right, this isn't exactly a teen movie either, but very 80s. Madison's Not a Name. Is that a tale before he was big?
Big?
No.
Say it again.
Did you just say the last word that I said?
Yeah, but that's also the name of the movie. I was like, before he was big.
Yeah, before he was big.
Okay. But he was little and big. Oh, no, he got big and big. Never mind. The other kid was little. Yeah, never mind.
Before
gotcha.
The movie big.
Say it again.
Madison's not a name. Is that a tale? This is from Paul Stevens, by the way.
T-A-I-L or T-A-L-E?
T-A-I-L. Good question. Is that a tale? See, this isn't even a haiku.
Five-o?
This isn't a haiku.
What was that? What was five-o? A mouse's tail?
I'm going to have to give people reminders. That what a haiku, what the form is.
Oh.
That's Splash. Madison was the mermaid.
Is that right.
Tom Hanks before he was big.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah, that's all wrong. Madison's not a name. Six, is that a tale? 6-4. 6-4-5. Paul's just freestyling. I think some people think haiku just means any kind
Maybe
of
he said tail before he was big. Like Ruby adds syllables to things.
Let me see here. Oh, our old friend Vanessa Lopez, who you've met.
Hi, Vanessa.
Find Willie's rich stuff.
Ha ha.
Criminals, kids, and ice cream. We never say die.
Goonies. We finally showed that to Ruby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I talked about that with Noel.
Oh, you did?
It went over great.
It was great. Yeah. All the stuff that should have been horrifying to her, she kind of was not horrified by. Fine. Kind of went
Jurassic
over her head.
Jurassic Park and E.T. are the next two that I'm kind of wondering about.
Jurassic Park, I think, is too scary. E.T., I think.
E.T. she can handle.
I think she can handle E.T. It's not scary. It's just, I think she'll be sad. Oh, my God. I was hysterical.
Man.
E.T. would still tear me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. Nice to meet you.
I remember, though, was reading about Goonies, though, and it's so funny, like, you know, like what age is appropriate. Some people were like, my 14-year-old can't see that. And I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get the puritanical web.
Well, plus, that means your 14-year-old is weird.
Yeah.
And
well, no, it means their parents are weird.
Well, and making their child weird.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let me see here. Okay, here's a good one. This is from Tab Allen. Welcome, Tab.
Tab, that's a cool name.
It's the Frog Brothers. Whoa, that's a bloody bathtub. Here, Nanook, good boy.
I don't think I saw this, but I know this.
You have. Frog Brothers should give it away.
It is, but I can't place it. And Nanook obviously was a dog.
Well, let me tell you this. The frogs were the Corys. Frog Brothers.
Oh, was it Lost Boys?
Yes.
Ah.
Lost Boys.
I watched that semi-recently.
All right. This is great. Our old friend Meenal Datta says, Sinister Croquet.
I know.
Fights over red hair scrunchies. Lick it up, baby.
Heathers, lick it up.
That's one of your faves.
What's your damage?
I knew you'd get that. Can anyone tell me why I smoke these things?
Because you're an idiot. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. We'll go with our old friend, Melinda Bacaleo. New kid gets beat up. Wax on, wax off, paint the fence.
Ah.
The crane for the win.
Karate Kid. It could have also been Lucas. That's what was my initial thought. Speaking of Corey.
New kid gets beat up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the wax on. Of course.
Wait, he wasn't new though. Yeah, Karate Kid.
Boy, Lucas was a great little movie.
It was such a sweet movie. Sweet Corey. Corey Haim.
Young
Winona. Cary Grant.
Cary Grant from the Goonies.
Courtney Thorne Smith was the girlfriend. Yeah. Mm.
This juice is delicious. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My morning juice. What's in this?
Carrot, celery, apple, and a lot of ginger.
A lot of ginger.
Yeah. And sometimes cucumber, but we didn't have it. And greens if I have them, but I didn't have it.
Right, you're going to get this one too. This is from our old pal, Ian Braithwaite. Great name. Ski to get the girl. Stop motion hamburger meat. Where's my $2?
Better off dead. I was funny. I was thinking ski to get the girl. I want my $2. Something down here is kicking my allergies up. It did that last time, too.
That's very interesting for the show, though.
My allergies? Well, I wanted to let you know why I'm starting to sniffle.
All right. Here's a good one from Sean McFarland. It was a flare gun. Could you describe the ruckus? Hey, smoke up, Johnny. Oh, come on. No?
Animal House?
No. Breakfast Club. Remember Anthony Michael Hall had a gun in his locker? It was a flare gun. And then...
Oh!
I heard a ruckus. Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Yeah, okay.
And then that was... Johnny got a... he got cigarettes for Christmas from his dad.
Oh, that was, yeah.
For Christmas, a carton of cigarettes.
That was good. Good, good stumper.
Another movie by heart.
You know, that's my least fave of like the
I know, which is
four or five.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because, well, I had a little romance at the end, but you were much more the Some Kind of Wonderful.
Some Kind of Wonderful. All day long. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I liked Breakfast Club. I've seen it a million times, but
Pretty in Pink is probably third on that list for you, right? It goes Some Kind of Wonderful, then 16 Candles.
No, I'd say Pretty in Pink before 16 Candles.
Oh, really? That's third.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Even though that the crushiest of all crushes in 80s teen movies.
Jake.
Let me see here. I don't know if you know that movie. Gleaming the Cube. I'm going to read that just for fun.
I would have not gotten that one.
Debbie Frangadakis, our old friend. His brother is dead. Christian Slater grinding rails. Is that Tony Hawk?
Christian Slater. What happened to that guy? Oh, he was a Mr. Robot.
Terms of Endearment. Definitely not a teen movie. Let me see here. Let's do a couple more. Okay, here we go. This is from Michael Anton Hawansky. Welcome to the show, Michael. Bring Watermelon. Train on Log Over Water. Finish with a Lift.
Dirty Dancing. I carried a watermelon.
That's so good. And we just crushed out all over again on Jennifer Grey on
Red Oaks. I'm sure you've already talked about that, right?
I've talked too much about Red Oaks.
Such comfort food.
Turned a lot of people onto it.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been watching it and said, yeah, the same thing.
It was exactly what we needed. And I wish there were three more seasons because I didn't stop needing it when we finished watching it.
Let's do another Goonies one just for fun. This is from our old pal, Rick de Medeiros. Down here, it's our time.
Our time down here.
Beware One-Eyed Willie's traps. They never say die. There's a bunch of Goonies one. Here's another one. Here's two more. I'm going to read all these. Derek Speedy, practice piano or you might lose ground in your quest to keep your home.
Nice.
And then, Derek did a bunch of Goonies ones. He did another one. Find a treasure map. Let's do the truffle shuffle because
Jessica
loves Chunk. So sweet.
I love you.
So sweet.
That was so sweet.
We still got to watch our, I don't know if you guys have been watching the Josh Gad's Reunited Apartment on YouTube.
Yeah.
I watched Ghostbusters and I watched Splash. I watched Back to the Future and I kind of scrubbed through Goonies.
He wasn't allowed to watch that without me.
He wasn't allowed to watch that without me. So we're gonna do that. All right, we're going to finish up here with, I need to find this. This is on the Movie Crushers page. I stole this. I'm borrowing this from Nathan Van Ziel. That's a good name, Nathan. So Nathan, he's labeled as a conversation starter with a little hot cup
of coffee.
Nathan said this. Is there a movie that you think, it's a very simple question, is universally loved? That's tough.
Universally? E.T. Certainly. Who hates E.T.? You're dead inside.
Yeah, I think that's probably on there. Dave Knapp says Forrest Gump.
A lot of people hate Forrest Gump.
And Amy Crouch said, nope, my husband hates that.
Yeah, a lot of people hate it. Like, you've got to get, around your head around Tom Hanks doing the thing that no one's allowed to do anymore.
It doesn't age well. Jesse Cole says this. I think The Princess Bride comes pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of uplights for that one. Amy Crouch, whose husband hates Forrest Gump, says, pretty sure there's no absolutely universally loved movie. There's always someone who doesn't like it. I think what she meant is there's always some asshole.
Yes, of course there's always some asshole. And they're all on the internet. Easy to find.
Clive Lawrence is a good point. He said, some come close. Shawshank, for example. Don't know a lot of people who did not like Shawshank.
Oh, it's so good. And Shawshank has enough grit that so it's not fluff. Although I would hardly call E.T. fluffy. It had some grit too, but
yeah,
like it's a serious enough movie with a very lovable ending.
Agreed. Yvonne Baudette, one of our old friends, is Back to the Future. I don't know a lot of people who did.
Oh,
not
it's
like
so
that
fun!
Movie.
It's such a fun movie. I bet Ruby is she.
Oh, she could totally.
I think
Back
she would
future.
Think it was really fun.
just on the cusp.
Yeah, we're right there. Oh, yeah, in the next couple years, we could revisit all the movies.
Oh, and we finally watched Paddington, everyone, after Noel's recommendation.
Oh, it was very sweet.
And we're going to watch the sequel on our next movie night. It was a very, very fun, just well-made movie.
Thoroughly enjoyed. Honestly, though, she loves television so much, she'll pretty much watch anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, she was watching that horror movie that I did.
I know.
Like Dan Bush's movie, and she just kept saying, tell me when I need to turn my head. And now when she sees me watching a movie, she says, is it scary? I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah. She's not afraid.
Jennifer Mudge, one of our old friends, The Mudge, says, I don't think I've ever heard of anyone not liking Ghostbusters or League of Their Own. And if that person is out there, they would be wrong.
Yeah. Your opinion is wrong.
Yeah. How do you not like a League of Their Own?
Yeah, it's so great.
Wonderful movie. I hear dogs.
Yeah, somebody. Oh my God.
Every time.
I know. They're like, they're not here, but they're in the house. I have to go find them.
So annoying. Barbara Y says, I think Rush Hour was a Universal buddy movie. I never saw that, so I don't know.
Did I see Rush Hour?
I don't know. Of course not.
I don't think so.
No.
Is that Eddie Murphy?
No, it was Jackie Chan and...
Mel Gibson? And... In my mind, that seemed that no, I wasn't just in my mind. That's who I pictured on the
Erica Renee Bossart says The Notebook, and then hey, the party pooper turns out to be Amy Crouch. She says, ew, no,
love The Notebook.
I love The
Notebook. No shame.
Don Lozano, one of our oldest friends, says E.T., of course. Emily Simon says Jaws. Hey, you know what I say. Yes.
I still haven't seen it all. It's just... I mean, I've seen enough parts of it that I feel like I've seen the whole thing like 7 times.
But it's about the journey and the adventure and the story all at... Oh, God.
Are you mansplaining Jaws to me?
No, I'm just... I wonder how we work sometimes. Matthew Vetrini says Groundhog Day.
I didn't love Groundhog Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Cameron Matthews says my wife hates it.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it. Like, I saw it once. I was like, all right, I get it.
Same thing every day.
Yeah, boom. Good premise. Cool idea.
A couple of more votes for The Princess Bride, for sure.
Yeah.
Samuel Bett says Dances with Wolves. I don't think that's universal.
Kill me.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think the big deal is that everyone saw it. Was it Kevin Costner or Mel Gibson?
It was Mel Costner.
Yeah, we saw his ass. I think that was the big...
Did we?
I think there was butt, yeah. Which, you know.
Butt shot. We got a bunch of Jaws in here. Skip Dance says Jaws as well. And a bunch of votes for Wizard of Oz. David Mills and some other people. Princess Bride. Jay Rude says Princess Bride again. So I think those are on the list, don't you think?
Yeah, Wizard of Oz, I could see not aging super well.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in about 20 years, though. I guess we'll be watching it soon. All Sound right. of Music. Who could hate The Sound of Music?
Jesse Gingras says, I hate Wizard of Oz.
Oh, there you go.
Sound of Music. Yes. Great.
It's delightful.
Yeah. If you go back in the...
All set in World War II, like, you know, got meat. Bocce. Yeah.
It's got Julie Andrews.
And it's got Switzerland.
It's got Christopher Plummer.
What's not to like?
Handsome Christopher
Yeah.
Plummer. He's still handsome.
He is very handsome, actually.
Jennifer Sawyer says Terminator 2. God, what was the Christopher Plummer movie where he plays the...
the one with Ewan McGregor. Beginners?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
I'll see that again. I haven't seen that in a while.
Oh, that was so good.
So wonderful. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up on this one. I'm trying to see... Oh, here we go. Stephanie Holmes Mill says Roman Holiday, Parasite... Jojo Rabbit, Braveheart, Titanic, and the end-all be-all, Empire Strikes Back.
Boy, she spanned some genres, like some decades and genres.
I think Parasite, most people love that, but there were a lot of people that were like, well, foreign film for Best Picture, what are you talking about?
God. Can those people fall off fall off with Florida? Sorry, Florida.
Fall off the flat earth,
yeah.
The edge of the flat earth.
Yeah.
Braveheart, you know, I didn't really love Braveheart, actually.
Kill me.
Love Titanic.
Was Braveheart Mel Gibson?
It was.
Okay. Woo!
Finally. We have to give him his due, after all. He's such a great person.
Yeah, he's a really delightful human being. He adds a lot.
Our new friend Tab Allen says, Into the Spider-Verse.
That was pretty great.
Loved.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of people that are like, nah,
didn't like it. Yeah, it was great.
Because you wouldn't go see it if it wasn't, like, you wouldn't just take a chance at Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
You were probably in the wheelhouse of that
movie.
Let me see. Our friend Zach Pointer says Princess Bride or Totoro. That's the one that we need to see with Ruby. It's the Japanese animation film that's sort of legendary and supposedly just like one of the best things ever made.
I've never heard of this.
Totoro.
Okay.
That's on the list, too. I think Paddington 2 and Totoro.
Great.
Sophie Von Bergen says The Incredibles.
Oh, we love The Incredibles. And
most
2.
Most of those Disney animated films.
They're, yeah.
You know, they're kind of
except for the ones that are sad and
well,
depressing.
Sad at some point.
Yeah. The Incredibles didn't get terribly sad.
Robert Eldridge says Big.
I love Big. Big is great.
You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who's like, nah.
Yeah, but of course someone is nah. But yes, universally, I'm going to give the 5% of the naysayers. They just don't even count.
Yeah, Joe Foster says Big as well. Although, and this is a good point today, on a comment, Canem Truax says, Big's romance is super disturbing and problematic now. You know, it's... You got to kind of check your brain at the door with that movie because it's a woman having an affair with a young boy. She doesn't know he's a young boy. It's.
I know, but come on, people.
I know. It's through today's lens. There's a lot of things that are. We don't want to go down that road. You want to talk about cancel culture?
Yeah, I'd really love to. That's one of my favorite topics.
All right.
Nuance is dead.
I think we should wrap up with our final comment. Nuance is dead. thanks for being on.
Yeah, this is fun.
I think this repaired our marriage for the morning, at least.
Thank goodness for our whole household, because our animals care deeply.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to open that door, and there will be... All right, let's place a wager and say who's outside the door.
One dog and two cats.
Which dog?
Charlie, because the scraping.
All right, let me look.
What's the reveal?
We're going to see. Hold on.
Should I take a picture?
No, that's all right. I'll just... Charlie and one cat.
Oh, the black and white one?
Yes.
Yes.
Luna. And there's Charlie.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And I think we'll be back in with Noel next week. And Annie's going to come in for some mini crushes soon. So you have that to look forward to. And thanks for listening. Say goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.